Significant rain occurred across portions of the northern U.S. plains in the western Corn Belt overnight. Some of the impressive amounts included some 1 to 2 inch plus totals that occurred in eastern South Dakota and some random locations in the eastern part of Nebraska. There was also similar conditions reported near the Fargo, North Dakota area and also in the south central and interior southwestern North Dakota. A lot of that precipitation will set back fieldwork now for a while for two reasons. Number one, parts of the northern plains in the northwestern Corn Belt had seen some previous rain, and the ground is becoming more wet at this point. There is a cooling bias that will likely be occurring in this region as well, and the combination will likely lead us to an environment here where drying rates will be slower, and so therefore fieldwork will not be able to advance quite so quickly across the upper parts of the Midwest. And the area we're talking about in general is really from the Dakotas through Minnesota over to northern portions of Wisconsin. The rains that were more significant in Nebraska and western Iowa overnight were occurring in areas that were plenty dry, and they should firm up very quickly. So the delays in fieldwork in those areas will probably not be nearly as persistent as they may be a little bit further to the north. For the rest of the Midwest, the rain totals associated with this current storm system will not be nearly as significant. A cool front will likely be responsible for the precipitation as it cuts through the central and eastern parts of the Midwest today and tomorrow. The rain totals will probably run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often. There may be some 4 and 5 tenths of an inch amounts in some locations. But for the most part, the frontal system is just not likely to hold together well enough to generate enough precipitation to cause serious setbacks in field work. We'll be back into the fields fairly quickly following this event, and that will help to promote further harvest progress as we finish out this week. Now, one of the fundamental changes that occurs in weather across the Midwest after this system moves through is a change towards colder weather that will be moving southward from Canada as we go into the latter part of this week, the weekend, and next week. And the waves of cool air that come through will each carry with it a chance for some showers. Both rain and snow showers will be possible. Most of those snow showers will occur at night, and we're expecting to see the precipitation mostly quite light. But nevertheless, there will be enough precipitation occurring on a periodic basis in Michigan and Wisconsin as well as Minnesota to keep field work from advancing very well, if at all. Some of the showers will work their way down into northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and northern Ohio, maybe even northeastern portions of Iowa at times, but the precipitation in these areas will be infrequent and mostly light and not really very disruptive to farming activity. And the further south you go towards the Ohio River Valley, as well as Kansas and Missouri, you probably will experience drier conditions and will anticipate good harvest progress continuing. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.